Thank you and good morning. The sheriff's office reports that a man's life was saved when correction staff at the county jail ran the man through a body scanner. The suspect was being booked on a warrant and has a history of trying to smuggle contraband into the jail concealed on or in his body. That was the case last week as the scanner revealed a suspicious object located in a body cavity. While being attended to by medical staff, the man went into a medical emergency and was taken to the hospital for treatment. At one point, the man became unresponsive and CPR was needed to revive him. Once he was stable enough, the suspect was returned to jail and booked. Rio del Police are giving credit to Fortuna Police K-9 Unit Norby for an assist in the arrest of a man wanted for pointing a handgun at a Rio del officer. That officer had responded to a report that 25-year-old Michael Barches was brandishing a firearm outside a residence on Wildwood Avenue. Barches fled from the scene, and after backup arrived, a search was conducted. K-9 Norby and other officers located Barches on 3rd Street. He was taken into custody without incident. Fortuna Police are asking for the public's help in locating the burglar or burglars who broke into the residence of an elderly man on Brandy Lane in Fortuna yesterday morning. The victim was home and asleep when the burglars gained entry and stole his wallet, his truck keys, and then stole his pickup truck as they fled the scene. The pickup was later found abandoned on Church Street, and Fortuna Police are searching for any suspects. Sheriff's deputies on patrol in Blue Lake arrested 35-year-old Marty Pack this past Friday after he was found in possession of some $20,000 worth of items stolen during a burglary at a residence on Acacia Drive in Blue Lake. The incident began when deputies were called to investigate a report that a suspicious man had concealed a firearm in some brush on Rouse Court. While on the scene, the victims from the burglary approached deputies to report they'd been burglarized. As deputies searched the area, they spotted Pack putting items into an SUV parked near Acacia Drive, and it was later discovered those items were taken during the break-in. Pack was arrested and booked. Eureka Mayor Frank Yeager has ordered that flags at City Hall and other city-owned buildings be flown at half-mast following the passing of longtime Eureka resident, business owner, and former city councilman Jim Howard. Howard represented the 1st Ward on the council from 1972 through 1990. He was a member of the Eureka Rotary Club, and he served on the grand jury as well as other various groups and boards. Howard owned and operated Jim's Shoeshine on E Street from 54 through 1990, and Yeager said in a statement that Jim was a quiet leader of this community, leading by example and few words. When Jim did speak, others listened. A service in honor of Howard has been tentatively scheduled for December 5th. Jordan Christmas has news from Trinity County.
The Trinity County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating 51-year-old Stacy Smart, who has been missing since mid-October. Smart was last seen at her home in Lewiston on October 12th, and there have been no tips or information to where she might have gone to. Her family reported her as missing this past Wednesday. Anyone with information related to Smart's whereabouts is asked to contact authorities.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills sat down for Talk Shop yesterday, and the talk turned to the possible passage of Proposition 64, the legalization of marijuana for personal use. Mills said that there are concerns in several areas, including the impacts impaired driving will have while someone is under the influence of marijuana, and the impacts it will have on policing and public safety in general. Mills points out it will impact employment and employment opportunities as well.
Part of that is just making sure that we're prepared for whatever comes. Now, we don't know what's going to happen with Prop 64. How does that change policing? So if you use, it's legal, and you use recreationally marijuana, can we hire you legally? Do we have to hire you? Is it like alcohol, which we hire people who use alcohol?
Locally, both city and county government have begun the work of crafting local regulations related to the cultivation, production, and distribution of medical marijuana. But if personal use is legalized, other questions arise.
There's a lot of questions that we have, and I think that it's going to take time to shake this out, and including with the courts. So we have some significant concerns. Stuff we're doing with configuring zoning ordinances, and Rob Holman's just been all over that, done a fantastic job. does this all get thrown out the window because it's completely legal now, or can the city have some control over where things go?
Prop 64 is one of 17 state measures on the ballot, but few of those will have as an immediate and direct impact to the region as Prop 64. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.